AudibleTrial.com/go to hell. Are you a little bit stupid and don't really want to read? Or maybe you're a little bit stupid and want to tell people that you're smart and also don't want to read. Maybe you're driving, or you're a little bit driving. Well, go to AudibleTrial.com/go to hell and get a free sample of Audible.com with lots of audiobooks to make yourself sound smarter. You're stupid. AudibleTrial.com/go to hell. This is Hack Thought Podcast Sandwich Saga Meat Episode Depot Edition. Theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers.
Oh my god, that theme song by Freddie Unreal is the best. Thank you, Freddie. Welcome back to Hack Thought Podcast, the show about thoughts you don't think to think about. I'm your host this week, R2 Deepu. What's going on? Thanks
thoughts,
for joining us.
Thoughts you thought you lent to someone. He said, did I lend you? Did you read that thought? And then a few months later, they're like, no, I checked. I just moved. I didn't have that thought. And then, like, you see them reading that fucking thought. You see it on their coffee table, and you're like, I thought this is definitely mine because I spilled all those Jolly Ranchers on the back. And they're like, oh, I guess take it home or whatever.
I hate when people take your mail and they think it's theirs. I hate when that happens.
Books. I have the reverse with books.
Really? People take books? Who takes your
books? People give me books, and I don't fucking want them. They give them to me, I read them, and then I'm like, take them back. And they're like, oh, whatever, like, oh, don't bring it to this event. And I'm like, okay, when do you want? And I offer to mail it to people. It's the worst.
Yeah.
When did someone take your mail?
Who takes your mail? My neighbor. Loves to take
what
my mail.
What do they do with it?
They're like, I want that bill. I want responsibility.
Do they really take your mail?
No. I mean, what do you want from me?
What was the point of this conversation? What was the point of that? Anyway, you've got a thought for us that we might not think to think about.
Yeah, I got a thought. I got a thought for you.
As we call it, a hack thought.
I got a hack thought for you. The age of 30 doesn't fucking matter. Let's cool off on that. How about that?
So what usually happens in the show, as we say many times, is I like this idea. I'm just going to inject why I think it's a good hack thought.
All right.
Okay? I think a lot of times when people care about age, they sound very silly. They sound like really silly. It's very odd. And what's really weird is that our age, which is, you know, late 20s, I guess now you're 30, so you can just die.
Oh, God.
No,
You
can just die in a hole. Ooh, who's that old man talking to you? People will, like, I will hear people around our age be like, they're like 2 years older than you, and you're like, what are you? Are you a child that you think 2 years is like? I would think that you'd get over that. You know what I mean? And so age is a very odd thing in general. It annoys me genuinely. So I'm excited to see where you go with this. I know it won't be good. I know you haven't put a ton of thought into it. I'm excited to see what you think about it, because age and numbers and things genuinely bother me. I never understood New Year's as a holiday. It's not, I don't, like, it doesn't work for me because of this number thing.
Right. Well, yeah, a lot of this stuff revolves around the American calendar system invented by the Americans.
A lot of it revolves around the sun.
A lot of it. I mean, all of it.
I said that sentence as to not hear the end of the other part of your sentence. Okay, so let's not say who it's invented by. Wikipedia. check that number. That little. Quick thing about Wikipedia. You use Wikipedia. Everyone uses Wikipedia.
I donate every day to Wikipedia.
Okay, that wasn't what I was going to ask. You always assume it's about money. Those numbers for references are just bullshit now. Like, there's usually, if you notice next to facts, there's like numbers for references. Some of them are just like nothing. Like, one was like, this, I read a fact today, it was like this, and it's like, reference Harvard University. And then you click it, and then it's just like, not the study that somebody did at Harvard, but like just ambiguousharvard.edu. It's bullshit. And people don't care anymore. It's all fake. Okay, so.
Well, according to the thing I looked up really quickly.
No.
You don't want to do that?
I don't want, no. No, do I want you to read an entry out of an encyclopedia on my comedy show? Is that what you're asking me right now? Would I like you to read a book didn't discover, and sounds wrong on my show? No. So what do you think about age? What, you have a problem with the calendar?
Yes and no. But it's not about the calendar. It's about how we treat age. And how we...
Who's
how
we? I always like to ask you that.
The world. The people
who's,
we know.
Who's the world?
Our society. You and me. Our mothers, our dads,
well,
and our uncles.
Here we go. Here we go. Now yeah. we're into. Now we're getting into people we can talk to. So this is great, Deepu. Yeah. I asked about a minute ago, what do you think about age? You blamed the world, my parents, who I didn't think did anything to you, quite frankly. You know, if they did, I would call them out on it. My parents, me. You blame me. You blame society, which is nice because that, you know, involves like the government and things like this. Getting real deep, this conspiracy on who's treated you at that age. So to get us all the way back around to, hey, Deepu, how do you feel about age? Fuck, Jesus, fucking say what you think about it.
Okay, to me, I want it to mean nothing.
Okay.
I want it to mean nothing. But
okay.
I'm surrounded by forces that imply it means everything.
Which forces?
Social media is one.
What did it say on social? Did it tell
Facebook,
you your birthday today?
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting all these Facebook, you know, birthday-related things.
Do you list your birthday on all those things? Yes, you know, optional.
I guess I shouldn't have told it my birthday. That's
the
thing.
Why did you tell it your birthday? First of all, why the fuck does everyone ask my birthday? You know what I've always wanted to do at school?
I actually wanted to know your birthday.
No, I'm not going to tell you. What I've always wanted to do at school is, like, not actually, like, I wanted to like have a friend of mine when I was in high school like run in and be like, "Oh my God, Michael's just collapsed. Do you have his emergency contact information? Because every teacher seems to fucking collect that at the beginning of school," and like just be like, "Don't go out in the hall. There's gremlins. Well, there's he got bit by rabid dogs. Don't go out in the hallway. You need the contact information right in this room." Mm-hmm. Like. I don't get that collection. It's so many people want to know your birthday. I'm getting whiny about it because it's just like everybody asks and then nobody remembers and it's not useful at all. Why did you type your birthday into Facebook? Hold on. For the listeners at home, I know the answer. Let's see how long it takes interrogator Mike Fallick to get Deepu to break. Why did you type your birthday into Facebook? And by the way, I'm going to get the goddamn answer out of you. So if it takes forever, then go ahead and make it take forever. That'll be the content. Or you can just say it right at the beginning here. Okay, Deepu, why did you type your birthday into Facebook?
You're not even going to like pretend to shock me with stuff? You're not even going to pretend like stab me with things?
I don't need that. I don't want to waste the batteries on the electrical things. We use it to power up our microwave. Why did you type your birthday into Facebook?
I typed in my birthday because I'm a fucking an order following tool. That's why.
Yeah.
Is that your theory? Is that what you surmised?
Is that what you think my theory is?
I think your theory is that I'm just an idiot and I'll just do what people say.
Well, that was what you said, which is great. I did like that you admitted to being an idiot pretty quickly. So that was pretty cool. But I think you did it because you like the attention.
Oh, you know, that's part of it too. I do want the birthday wishes from the people. But I didn't tell, I didn't
give
you
another confession, interrogator Michael. Congratulations.
Yes,
that's 50 this month.
Well, okay.
Thank
well,
you,
here's
Sergeant. I'm just a man. I'm just a man.
Well, here's the thing. Here's Facebook allows you to
here's
give
the thing.
Facebook allows you to share the birthday of the year with your friends, and it allows you to hide the year of birth
so
from your friends. So sad.
So sad.
That's the best. That's all I need
That's
to hide,
so
baby.
Sad.
That's all
That's
I need to
so
hide.
Sad.
You can know
That's
the day.
So
you don't have
sad.
To know the year. You don't have to know that
Wait,
it was
have
the
we
year.
Talked about, hey, have we talked about birthdays? And how I think they're, like, weird. That's a hack thought in itself.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the whole fucking... I mean, yeah, I was going to
talk
about
30th
birthday.
Well, no. Your whole thing is... Well, as an old man, you're having a hard time understanding me. But you're talking about, like, the actual age. What do you think of, like, birthdays? Do you celebrate your birthday? I think we did this because you like, pretended that you had this intimate invitation to me once and then, like, put it out on Instagram. We did do this. What are you... Are you celebrating your birthday?
Maybe. I
Let me
might
speak
do
up.
Some...
Deepu, can you hear me? Are you celebrating your birthday? He's old. Deepu, did you pee?
Okay. I did not celebrate my birthday yet so
Are you,
far.
Do you have plans? Do you like celebrating your birthday?
I really don't. I get mopey on days that I'm supposed to celebrate anything. You know,
what?
On any day where people are supposed to gather, or you know, a society, you know, the script says, oh, yeah, you should go, you should be out, you should be celebrating this, you should be celebrating that. I get very mopey. I shut down. I turtle.
So tell me, Burger Boy from Planet Burger, in the galaxy Farchelon, what, as an alien creature, that makes sense to you, that sentence?
What, you don't, that doesn't make sense to you? People getting mopey? You don't know what mopiness means?
I don't know why one equates to the other. What's okay. Where are you getting the mopiness from? Do you harvest it on your planet from flowers?
I think it's the Earth atmosphere. Something about it. It's like the opposite of Superman.
Why are you sad? Again, I'm gonna have to cut down some of this stuff here. Why are you sad?
I'm sad because
Deepu, can you hear me? The war's over. The war's done. It's not there anymore.
Okay, I know I have friends. Why? But it's like
why? Okay, sorry.
I know I have friends, but it's like I don't know if I can count on them to show up.
So is that what celebrations mean to you? Is like other people doing it? I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be Michael, you know, Hannibal Lecter now. I'm really not. is that what it is to you? Is that you need the friends to show up and do the thing? That's totally understandable.
I'm afraid to agree because I'm falling into a trap.
I'm so happy. The show is going so great here where you are so unconfident in what you think that I've now, like the boot camp person, I've broken you. You don't know what's right. And now here's the time where I can, like, shape you into a person who is not normal. I don't think I could. That's not a perspective we have here. But I can do anything now. I can just convince you of anything. You're so unconfident as to what my response will be that you're not even – I mean, this is you. This is your whole thing, is that you judge it by other people. Yeah. It's so easy to break you, man. That's the thing, is that you judge everything by what other people do.
But you see,
Not that I'm so confident. But it's amazing that we're like a few minutes into asking about your birthday, and you're like, what? I don't know which is the cool one to say. It's like, dog, I'm just asking you to like, here's the question you've been contemplating for the last 10 minutes. Like, do you like it when your friends show up to your birthday party and you're like, what would you say? Like, just tell me, is it that you want your friends to show up to your birthday party?
It's a tough one, man. I don't think I've had a birthday party. I think I've just taken, wait, no, I had a great one. And then I was like, you know what? This is the best. And I don't want to try and compete with this. So we're going to just leave it at that. The 13th was the best one.
13?
Ever. Yeah, we got Smash Bros. That year. We played it all night. It was amazing. But that's it.
I'm not going to ask video game stuff.
Yeah.
So that does sound, I don't, like, we're certainly not the first to say that you don't need to celebrate birthdays every year. But it is avoiding the goddamn question, Deepu.
Damn it.
Are you celebrating your birthday this year? What are you expecting out of your birthday? Does that have anything to do with your age? What do you think of birthdays? Oh my God, I can't even find. I don't even know my own question. He's dodging. Permission to treat the witness as hostile. You, sir, on this day, you're turning age. Do you want a birthday party?
It's a deep.
Shut the fuck up. Anyway, it's not deep. It's not deep. This is easier than what do you want for lunch?
No,
seriously, I'm like getting pissed off. Let me tell you
Mike,
how I see.
Mike, what? You are not
what?
Breaking me
well,
down.
Why should I even listen anymore?
You are not breaking me. I am already broken. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to stop. Here's what I think. I think that, like, the fuss being over me at a party is sort of, like, uncomfortable. And that's not me being, like, I don't like attention. We do all this for attention. I don't like the idea of having a party and, like, it's about me. Unless it's, like, even if it was something I accomplished, I would not want – that's, like, a weird thing to throw a party for. I don't like that. I don't like that it's labeled a birthday party and it's about you or a thing or whatever. Like, that's odd to me. That's really upsetting to me. It's like, I don't want this. Because then, of course, what party ever goes right? And now there's this need for the party to go right just because it's – even if it's about you. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I think it's conceited in a lot of ways, not to think that I think you're conceited. But if I were to have a birthday party every year, which I don't have birthday parties almost ever, like – I would feel super conceited having that party. I would feel like, oh, why is this? Ooh, like, this is like creepy. Please don't come and look at me. like, I like attention, but that type of attention is like,
yeah, it feels forced.
Undue? Yeah.
It feels forced. Undeserved.
And I've said this as well, too, that there's only a few people that force people to celebrate their birthdays and make a really big deal about their birthdays, and that is deities and dictators. So it's a weird list to be on. It's a weird list.
Yeah.
So you're old now.
Yeah. I mean, some would say, you know, and in this particular age, you know, people are like, oh, you know, people judge.
Some. Where are you getting this?
I don't know. The world. I don't know. I didn't write down when I heard, you know, people treating down people. I didn't write down when people. Every time people thought about
the age
30.
Do you feel old? Do you? Are you genuinely? I guess that's my question with those things. Do you feel a need to say? Are you afraid to say your age to people now?
I'm going to say it on this podcast because I love this podcast, and I'm honest with the listeners of this podcast, but I will not tell my age in other contexts, just out of fear that, you know, people will start counting. Oh, he's 32 now. Let's keep him out of the business. Because age is like, you know, people want young, you know? If, you know,
do you believe your appeal is young? Is your appeal do you think that you've been catering to that for a while?
I don't know, but maybe I was inadvertently. Who knows?
I don't want to go through the instances of people that are not discovered young, because that's stupid and it's an obvious argument to make. And
sure.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Well,
what's interesting about what you're doing, Deepu, is I was trying to skip that, but thank you for, I guess in your old age, you're trying to hang on to those facts.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's just good. Do you Deepu, it's me. Hi. Okay. I like treating you like an old person. It's fun.
hello.
Yeah, that's a bullshit. People's voices don't change. Are you really worried? That's
what I was worried.
Like,
I was worried at midnight last night. I was like, what am I going to be doing when I turn 30? Like at that moment, should I be at the gym? Should I be at the gym when I'm 30? Yeah, I know it's weird. I
forget my birthdays most year.
Wow. I can't even imagine.
I forget it's my birthday most years, to be honest.
Dude, I was getting mad that certain apps were telling me I was 30 before I was 30. I hate you.
Oh my gosh. So wait, have you been like, because I don't know why people ask, if I have to put a birthday in, lie 100% of the time when it is not a legally binding document. So like, have you been lying on like things where it's like, if you go to like Ben and Jerry's and you sign up for like, if you go to an ice cream store and there's like a reward program thing, it's not a legally binding contract. You can put down whatever birthday you want. Have you been lying about your birthday so that you're not 30?
Yeah, I shave off a couple of years. I'm trying to be a young boy.
I would easily say I'm a 50 or 60. Who cares? Who cares?
Okay, well, obviously Ben and
I'm trying to figure out why you care. That's my thing. Well, I'm trying to figure out why you care.
You know,
this is a great act, though, because we're on totally opposite sides of this.
Yeah. No, well, I try not to care, but I ultimately do care because, you know,
Have you tried not to care? I like calling people out on bullshit like that.
Yeah. No,
What have you done to try not to care?
Okay, last night, for example, I was freaking out like, oh my God, what should I be doing something the moment I turn 30? Should I be at the gym? Should I be like super productive when I'm 30?
This is caring. And now here comes launch flares, countermeasures.
Yes. And then I was like, fuck all that. I'm going to just proceed as normal. I'm going to proceed like it's not my birthday and it's just another normal day. But that was a long internal battle for like a good 5 minutes in my head.
But this was the first time you tried to do that on your actual birthday?
Maybe. I don't write down all my thoughts. So.
Why should I be aware of my own head? That's not my responsibility. I have servants to worry about what I think. I just let my brain go.
Well, there's like these phenomena like the 27 Club. Ooh, you gotta have made it
not
by 27.
That. That's stupid.
Stop.
It's so idiotic. It's idiot fodder. I don't even want to talk about it. Right. What else? What do you fear other numbers? Do you believe in numerology?
Do you get scared whenever
they're like 2012? Did that scare you?
Oh yeah, I was really scared that year. Very scared. No, I don't believe Native Americans. Anyway, so I know it's not them. It was somebody else.
It was Native Americans. Amazingly, you said a racist joke and then managed to make it more ignorant by saying, no, I get it. It wasn't them. That's amazing. That's possibly, Deepu Gill, the most racist joke ever told. Not because it's not the most offensive, but the most steeped in racial ignorance.
You like to double down?
You tried to guess. You were like a puppy that doesn't know, not like it understands like that there's something about peeing and inside and outside, and it doesn't get it. So it like starts to guess. You know, like those puppies that will pee in the kitchen because they think like, no, you're not supposed to pee on rugs. Like peeing in the kitchen is fine. You were like a dog that was like, I was like, I know something I did was wrong.
Yeah.
It couldn't be that the joke was racist. It's definitely that I got the facts wrong. So I'm going to double down and say that I know for certain that it was not the Native Americans. It was 100% the Native Americans that had this theory. It was their calendar.
I mean, listen, I lived to that year. It was a great year in every regard.
Okay.
In every regard. Anyway, so, 30 is the year turning 30 is like, you know, is a special landmark. You know, all these, you know, 30, 40, you're supposed to, there's a big implication that you're supposed to celebrate those. Am I wrong? You never heard that idea?
Says the man who forgets his birthday. I genuinely, you're going to have to tell me how you feel about this. That's why I think this is really interesting. Right. I do not care.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, I got.
You know why it is? You know why it is? Because the sentence of caring doesn't do anything for me as like a complaint. Like I don't genuinely see as a valid complaint like blah, 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 and it was my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You really have to be really crappy to me for me to pull out and it's my birthday. Like, you really have to be a complete ass to me for me to pull that out. And then even then, if I'm saying that, like it's mostly to remind you that you're being an ass to me. You know what I mean? It's not really. Is it valid? Kind of.
Okay, well, let's go with the real life example. I texted you today, you know, after a series of other texts, you know, talking about whatever. I was like, oh, and also, I did turn 30 today, so just a heads up. And it was me telling you, like, hey, listen, I'm actually working on my birthday. This is me working right now.
Oh, my God, that's what you were saying? Oh, shut the fuck up. No, that's not. Who cares?
Yeah, you don't care. And I was waiting happy birthday.
I'm working on my birthday?
Yeah.
I'm working on my birthday? What does that even mean?
I know people don't get off on their birthday, but they get off on their birthday.
This is one of the instances with all these things where we flip roles and I am the one that is very alien to everyone else. Am I really supposed to feel bad about that?
Well,
it's a Wednesday. What are you talking about?
Listen,
it's not like Sunday at noon.
I know in some work atmospheres, if it's your birthday, you get like a prize or you get some sort of like leniency. If you're like shitty that day, they let it slide or you get more money that day.
You are so unaware of office culture. Well, Tara blew the Taiwan account, but it's her birthday. Oh, calm down.
Like, it's totally a thing. I mean, I remember like back in college, you could like tell the professor like, oh, it's my birthday. I can't take the test that day. And they'll be like, okay, we'll take it tomorrow then.
What college? Did you go to clown college? What are you talking about?
I went to an easy college.
It's my birthday. You're telling someone who calls himself a professor that it's your birthday?
It's something about the, you know.
You did not say that to a professor, did you?
I didn't say it, but I could see it.
Did you, Deepu?
No. Listen, my birthday is always in the holidays when people are off or away, so like it never really came up in a work environment, you know? But I always wanted to use it. Oh, those people born in fucking March. Ugh. Those lucky sons of bitches.
You could have used it today.
I mean,
it would have been wildly unprofessional, but I guess you could have used it. I guess you can use anything at any point if you're dying to use an excuse.
Yep.
I always wanted to tell people I had a tapeworm. That's a real one of mine.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I like the idea of a parasite. I like it. I like the idea that it attacked me.
But that's a little, you know, like you're claiming that you're about to die. So
no, you don't die from a tapeworm.
If you leave it in.
Yes, Deepu, I guess all medical conditions untreated eventually kill you.
Yeah, so...
You get a tapeworm out. That's sort of a fun story.
That you get leeches. A birthday tapeworm. Yeah.
Leeches, I've always wanted to use. Worms, I have an obsession with worms stopping me from getting places. There's something extraterrestrial about the idea. Or super-terrestrial, I guess, in the literal definition of it. Supra-terrestrial. It's the most terrestrial.
Yeah, foreign.
Foreign in a weird way.
But I'm just, okay, so some people in the audience will probably agree with me that, like, oh my God, he's working hard. Right.
This is the time when I'm fully aware that I'm the one that the audience is going, Michael, this is so weird that you don't get this.
Yeah.
I'm fully aware of it, but you want to use your birthday as an excuse. But then, hold on, how much worse is your birthday if you're like, oh man, here it comes. Dave's asking me to do this thing. Here it comes. I've got the government documents to prove this excuse. And you go, it's my birthday. And he's like, I don't give a shit. It's your birthday. You're fired if you don't do this. Well, then how much worse is your birthday that, like, people don't necessarily have to give a shit, but someone is being forced to say, like, look, you have to choose one side. Either give a shit or don't give a shit. And, like, they can definitely, like, your day is so much worse because if they give a shit, then, like, it's okay, cool, no work. But if they don't give a shit, work, plus someone expressly telling you, I don't give a shit about you and what you think is important.
Well, hopefully,
that be so much worse? You're not afraid of that?
You know, if I were to try and use my birthday as an excuse for something, I would definitely try and feel out the person. I'd be like, hey, how do you feel about Christmas? Oh, okay. You like Christmas? Well, do you work on Christmas? Do you believe in Christmas?
Excuse me. How long do I let you after you've been racist towards the Native Americans? Why am I saying Native Americans? Why are you being racist to any North American First Nation peoples? How long do I let you go on describing yourself as Jesus Christ? Before I stop that, before I shut that down. How long do you think me, after you're already in the racist hole, how long do I, as your partner in this show, let you say you're as important to people as Jesus Christ?
I'm not going to say my I'm as
Would
important.
That really, would you really do, let's do
oh,
that.
Oh, I
do,
see what you're
Let's
saying.
Do that. Yeah. Okay, we're at work. Yeah. We're at work.
Yeah.
And you're going to take off for your birthday, and you're going to use that excuse asking me about Christmas.
No, well, or something. Out. Or something. Just something.
No. I want you to do it. Okay? Okay, so I'm
all right. Bringing my papers over, walking over. Oh, say Frank.
Are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm going good typing.
Oh,
doing
yeah.
Doing it loud so people know.
Yeah.
Getting to the grindstone. Got a super loud typewriter because I really want people to know he's working in there. Not be disturbed, you know.
Even
the knock. Even people say. People say to me, Deepa, they go, knock on the door first. It's still not really not a disturbance, is it? Knock, knock, who's there? Oh, I'm busy. Okay, later. But oh, that's too much. I like the loud.
And I like your loud, too. It really shows that, you know, you're really setting the tone for this office.
I stopped. Right. You heard it at the door.
All right.
No knock. Walked right in with your papers, too. I don't know if you're settling in.
Yep. No, I'm still holding on.
The fuck is it?
Okay, so really quick.
Can't be true even at this point. No way. Go on.
What's your stance on leniency on important holidays?
Religious, yes, absolutely. Make sure that we know about them at least a month in advance.
Ooh, okay. Well, I've been working
Unless,
so hard.
Unless, of course, you forgot. You know, religious. It's the land of religiously free. That's a very important thing in this country. So if you forgot, it happens to all of us. We're not going to stop you from worshiping, of course. Lots of leniency in that department. We'd like it to be a month in advance so we can get someone to make up for you. Otherwise, is there a holiday? Is there an important holiday?
Yeah, today is actually...
I don't know what they celebrate on Burger Planet. your burgeries, right? I never ask. It's not really... But yep. Something like, day off? Day of the fry?
yeah, it's Burgeries Christmas. Burgeries Christmas, and I would like.
That sounds fake.
Well, okay. Well, now I'm offended.
What's today? Hold on, let me look it up. December.
No.
It's not a holiday. It's your birthday.
It is birthday. Also my birthday. Yes, they do coincide. They do coincide. So,
are you trying to just take off for your birthday?
Well, I'm not just. I'm asking your permission, and I would like to go have.
No,
nine
I'm sorry,
beers.
Deepu. This is a professional company. We are, you know, sorry. Don't mean to be harsh.
Hmm. Do I at least get a cake or something?
No, you can. You are free to eat a cake at lunch. We don't keep track of people's nutrition, but yeah, you can bring a cake. It's fine with me.
All right.
Sometimes be honest with you, Deepu. Sometimes there's donuts here in the morning. Donut at lunch, sandwich for breakfast.
Wow.
Totally fine. No one, 30 years working here, no one's ever said a thing.
All right.
So sorry about that. Go back to my loud typewriter. I'll see you out there. See ya. I'm going to have a donut. You call me Frankie Donut Lunch, okay?
All right, cool. I'm glad we settled all that.
Do it, Deepu. You do it in the role play. Use Christmas. You try and tell me that you're as important as Jesus. Do it.
Okay. Well, hey. Oh, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna knock it. Hey. Can I come back in?
Yeah, sure. Hustle.
Okay. All right.
Run
you know
on
what?
The field. Run off the field.
All right. Hey, coach. I think you're wrong, and I should be able to celebrate my birthday. It's Burgery's Christmas. All right, this is the day.
Compare yourself to Jesus. You don't even have the balls to do it in a bit. So I know you wouldn't do it and realize, wouldn't you give someone off if they were celebrating a different thing? You know, birthdays of like Jesus or Buddha. Wouldn't you give them off for that? Wouldn't you give people off for the birth of the Dalai Lama? Huh? You're ridiculous.
All right, yeah, okay.
You compare yourself to Jesus Christ. You would never do that.
Fucking,
you don't have the
nuts build a chair.
To do it.
I'll build a chair in your fucking face.
Okay. That's it.
Tired of your sound taking up too much space in your house? Well, Soundbite, SOUNDBYTE, has a solution for you. Are you constantly trying to find more storage space for your clothing, Tupperware, and sound? At Soundbite, you can hear lots of little audio clips, instead of having big, large ones that require vacuum sealing, or even buying a storage space. Save space this holiday season and go to Soundbyte, the app. SOUNDBYTE.